Jonathan Farrar is an artist gallery owner in New Orleans. He just released a book that is a beautiful book, but a provocative one, Guns in the Hands of Artists. The book includes work from over 60 artists, including painters, glass artists, sculptors, photographers, and poets, who took decommissioned guns off the streets via a gun buyback program to open a discussion and stimulate thinking about gun violence in America. And Jonathan is noted, based on your long history in New Orleans, you have a passion for getting things better, and unfortunately New Orleans is always in the top 10 in gun violence in America. And your first exhibition on this was what? It was almost 20 years ago, wasn't it? Actually, I think in 1996, we're over 20 years and 21 years ago. How did it happen?
Exactly. So the first exhibition in 1996, artist Brian Borello and I mounted the Guns in the Hands of Artists exhibition at my gallery in Lower Magazine Street when it was in front of the St. Thomas Housing Project. The murder rate in New Orleans was approaching 400. It was the most in our city's history and one of the most in the country as well. And so the exhibition was really conceived of to take the conversation about the issue of guns and gun violence out of the highly politicized and polarized context and bring it into the realm of art. Art as a means for dialogue, art as a means for fostering a new conversation and using the power that art can generate to stimulate discussion and hopefully move the dial somewhat in the moderate common sense direction of trying to resolve at least propose through the lens of art some ideas, new thinking about this issue that confronts our city, our state, and in our country.
You write that you're not naively anti-gun. So what does that mean?
Well, what that means is this, is that we have a Second Amendment. The interpretation of the Second Amendment is one thing, but that there are 300 million guns on the streets, and this is not an anti-gun effort. This is trying to use art to create a forum for the exchange of ideas so that both sides of the conversation can come together through the lens of art and hopefully have some kind of common ground that can be established. If two people can look at a work of artwork that may disagree about the issue and through the lens of art, look at that and have some kind of even an inkling of common ground or common understanding, then the artists that are in this exhibition have done their job. What they're doing is holding a mirror up to society and saying, asking society what's happening with guns and gun violence in America. So it's not about for or against, it's about the conversation continuing, because as it stands right now, I'm not sure if there are solutions that are out there that are moving us in the right direction. And this is one attempt, one idea, one project, one book that is trying to push that at least in the moderate, sensible conversation direction.
The book is Guns in the Hands of Artists from Jonathan Farrar. And up to 40% of the artists in the book say they are gun owners. 40% of the contributions for the book were victims or close to victims of gun violence. So we have people passionate on both sides who have been affected. Some revere the Second Amendment and believe that any discussion of this kind is an affront. And then others want just to get every gun in the country off the streets. Is there a middle ground here, Jonathan?
Well, I think that's what we're doing is we're actually plying the middle ground. So just as a point of reference, 40% of the artists in the exhibition own guns. They're gun owners. And 40% of the artists in the exhibition have been victims of gun violence. Some of those are the same people as well, the gun owners that have been victims. So it's not about this, the polarization, the extremes. It's about the middle ground, the conversation. And through the works of art that have been created by taking guns off the streets and using the thing to address the thing, using guns to address gun violence. And also the essays that have been contributed from folks like Walter Isaacson, Senator Tim Kaine, Richard Ford, the Pulitzer Prize winner, Gabby Giffords. Those folks are gun owners as well, and they all give their multiple perspectives on this issue. I think that I've talked to a lot of people across the country, but here in Louisiana, we can understand this analogy. We have coastal erosion is a problem that faces our state on a great level. And it's caused from saltwater incursion, the oil companies, Mother Nature, a lot of different things. Gun violence and this issue that surrounds it is caused by multiple different things. Income inequality, poverty, access to firearms by people that shouldn't have them, and a number of different issues, that perspectives that surround this. So it's a multi-layered problem that requires a multi-layered approach, and that's what this is. This is but one prong in a multi-layered approach, trying to look at this through the lens of art to stimulate the conversation, to look at the power of art. The power of art has always had a way to change society, had a way to make us think about different things, think about things differently, and that's what this is trying to do.
Well, there are a number of essays, and you mentioned you've got some heavy hitters who have written them, including Gabby Giffords and Walter Isaacson, Richard Ford, John Berry. It's quite a collection. Mayor Landrieu has written an essay. Are there any of the many that moved you to tears?
Yeah, there actually is one. There's several that have moved me to tears. The one that I can recall right now is Lucia Macbeth, who is the mother of Jordan Davis, who was a young African-American male, young teenager, who was killed in Jacksonville, Florida. And she is now a spokesperson for every town for gun safety across the country. And she wrote an essay that talks about the personal loss of her son, because we can't ever forget that statistics are statistics, but these are people we're talking about. These are lives that are lost. And when a mother writes about her son, losing her son, mm-hmm. that to me was something that was very powerful, very emotional, that moved me to tears. So it also made me think about my children and what do I want to do? How am I engaged in this world? And that's really a driving force for me. But that was one answer that stuck out to me very clearly.
The guest for a few more minutes is Jonathan Ferrara. His book is Guns in the Hands of Artists. 297-5633, Mrs. Myers in South Downs. Good morning, Mrs. Myers. You're on with Jonathan.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm an elderly person, a senior citizen, and I feel that the people in Louisiana and elsewhere, when they learn to love their children more than they love their guns, then maybe we can have some less violence in our communities.
All right. Thank you, Trudy. What do you think of that sentiment?
I wholeheartedly agree. And you know, education of our children is a very important thing. Whether you're a gun owner or you're not a gun owner, if you're a gun owner, then the responsibility to educate your children about the responsible use of firearms, that's number one. But number two, we have to treat our children the way that we want to be treated, importantly and effectively. And I think that there's one piece about gun safety that in this book, and it's an artist named Marcus Kenny from Savannah, Georgia, and he's a photographer. And I sent him a decommissioned gun, and he's a photographer who takes pictures. He doesn't stage his pictures. He takes them very randomly and kind of just at the spur of the moment. And his young daughter picked up the decommissioned gun and was in a white dress dancing around in the yard, and he took this beautiful photograph. It's called Girl with Gun. And then he did the research, and he said the research in 2002, the number of homes in America with children under the age of 18 with unlocked firearms, 1.7 million. The number of states that require you to lock up your firearms if you have children in the home, one, Massachusetts. So in a certain sense, to me, it was regardless of which side of the conversation you're on, don't we all agree we want to protect our children? So that to me is, once again, art stimulating this conversation.
Now, Jonathan, you note that America has more gun outlets than it has supermarkets, post offices, and there are three times as many gun retailers as McDonald's restaurants. Now, some would say, what's the problem? Is there any particular inherent bad thing about this?
I think that you have to honor the Second Amendment, and it's kind of like the work that Gabby Giffords is doing, and talking about is there common ground in the acceptance of the Second Amendment, but then also in the enforcement of the Second Amendment. The gun show loophole, that's one thing that's out there. There are a lot of different small changes that could be made to make America a safer place that don't restrict the rights of gun owners. I think that that's the common ground that we have to look for, and it's common sense gun safety, common sense gun legislation that makes our country safer and hopefully can reduce gun violence in some way. And that's really what this book is aimed to do.
All right. Well, it's Guns in the Hands of Artists, a beautiful book from a gallery owner. You would expect it to be beautiful, Jonathan Ferrara. And that's it for today. We thank you for joining us, and we're back tomorrow, same time, same place.